Dear students, esteemed colleagues in the faculty, colleagues in the administration, dear Father Pio, there is in the kitchen of our house a little bulletin board, and my wife always has very important messages there, so I make sure I pay attention. And for many years, there has been hanging there a beautiful prayer card of Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, the patron saint of the ITI. And it reads, and it is one of my favorite lines of Saint Thérèse, "To love is to give everything, including oneself." These words are especially relevant for you today. And I address myself here especially to our new students, whom I warmly welcome, but also to all our students who return, because they simplify the essence of the Christian life, which you as students of theology and the Catholic liberal arts are first and foremost called to live. Charity. Theology, yes, academia in general, without charity, is like a barren tree, a tree without leaves, without fruit. Studying at the ITI means seeking truth, but doing so with great humility and being constantly aware of the responsibility this brings to each one of you, whether students or faculty. This responsibility recognizes that a truly lived charity is the only way to disclose truth, that is Jesus Christ. And Christ is not found in books you study or in the papers you write, although these are meant to point you to him. Christ is found only in a life lived in faith, hope, and charity. And this is what our patron saint, Thérèse of Lisieux, understood so well. And she did not study theology. She lived it. That is what you are called to do whilst here at the ITI and beyond. And I don't mean the part of not studying theology. It is the living of a life rooted in the reality of God's plan with you in this world. Because indeed you are called, and this time at the ITI is its preparation, to take up your place amongst your fellow men. This is what Diognetus was told in the 2nd century AD in the so-called Epistle of Matetas, or meaning apostle. It's an early example of Christian apologetics. And I quote, "Christians are no different from other men, not because of the place they live in, not because of their language, not because of their customs. They do not have their own cities or use unique language or have a different type of life. Their doctrinal system was not invented due to the talent and speculation of scholars, nor do they profess a creed based on human authority, as others do. They live in Greek and barbarian cities, depending on the accident of fate. They follow the customs of the inhabitants of that country, both with regard to dress and to the lifestyle and notwithstanding, evince a way of life that is admirable and judged by all as incredible. They reside in their own native land, and yet are aliens. They participate in everything as citizens, but they support everything as aliens. Every foreign land is their homeland, yet in any land they are as if in an alien land. So, here you are, preparing for a life in the world that is both a life in your homeland and yet also in a foreign land. Because you, and I would say we all, have to learn to be in the world and not of the world. To be able to live this fine balance, charity is needed. And a form of it is needed as well that I would like to dwell on a few moments right now. It is what I would like to call the charity of having an open eye for the world. Having an open eye for the world means that I am constantly perceptive of what is happening in the world. Around me, in your daily life, and at the same time, the world that breathes and lives beyond the municipal borders of Truma. As academics, we often have the tendency to hide a little bit from the world and its realities. That is, as it is so much more comfortable to study and to write than it is to let myself be confronted with the harsh and painful realities of the world. And today, we live in a burning world where being a Christian is increasingly dangerous. Yet, at the same time, the need for the gospel ever more urgent. Do you, dear students, realize the great privilege to be able to live and study your faith in freedom and in security? I want to tell you where I just returned from. Last night, very late, I returned from Rome, where for the fifth year in a row, I had the honor to chair an international gathering of Catholic legislators from around the world. And this year, the main theme of the conference was the fate of our persecuted brethren, especially in the Middle East, but also in other countries like Nigeria. And we were very honored to have three members of the College of Cardinals in attendance, and one of them, a man who has deeply impressed me, was the Maronite Patriarch of Antiochia, Cardinal Boutros Al-Rahi, who resides in Lebanon. And we had invited him to give a personal testimony of the faith of the Christians and other religions in the Middle East. And he was telling us throughout the conference the stories, and we were studying and reading the stories of what is happening in northern Iraq and in Syria. And you just cannot believe the barbarity that is being perpetrated against Christians, against Yazidis, and others who are not of a specific Muslim direction, mostly those that are not Sunnis. You hear of stories of Christian women and girls being taken out of their houses, being sold on slave markets as forced brides of fundamentalist militants. You hear of Mosul, where in the city of Mosul, some weeks ago, when the Christians were told they had to leave, or if they wouldn't do it, they would face the sword or have to pay the special tax. Within a couple of weeks, 50 churches, monasteries, and other religious institutions were burned down, looted, closed, or turned into mosques. Or we hear, which has already been long forgotten in the Western media, of the Nigerian schoolgirls that some months ago were abducted. Do you realize that those were mostly Christian schoolgirls? Girls that went to a Christian school. They were abducted and still are unheard of. So as you step forward in a few moments to formally inscribe as a student at the ITI, realize that much will be given to you and much will be asked from you. A student and academic life that is rooted in a living charity, with always an open eye to the world that needs you. And it is for this reason that I have a special request to our students. There is need for so much prayer for our Christian brethren around the world. And my question for you is if you would be willing to start these days a campaign of prayer and fasting in special intention for our Christian brethren around the world who do not have the privilege to be in freedom and security and living their faith. This would be an enormous strengthening of this university community. And this then, a living charity with always an open eye to the world that needs you. This is what it means to live what Saint Therese wrote. To love is to give everything, including oneself. And I may close by passing on to you the personal greetings of our Grand Chancellor, Cardinal Schönborn. I was flying back from Rome with him yesterday, and who specifically asked me to let you know that he is very much looking forward meeting all of you, and especially the new students, as he will again visit the ITI very soon this semester. And God bless you in your life at the ITI. Thank you.